stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 edition here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're trying to connect with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. And technology, you love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't. And we're trying to get this new platform going because effective May 1st, we are done with Skype. And so we're trying to get this technology to work. Hopefully, you'll be able to answer this call. Let's see if this works. For some reason, it's not taking it. Ian, are you there, buddy? It says he's calling. Okay, doesn't answer, leaving. Why? People added to the chat. There he is. Let's add him in. See if it's connected. There we go. Hey, sir, how are you?
Hey, there you go.
And what those are, that's not an island and that's not a ship. Those are two beach chairs underneath an orange umbrella on white beach sand that you got.
Yeah,
that
buddy.
Little photo. All right, I got the right one now. So I wanted to talk to you about a couple things here in the short segment as we're getting ready for the festival that's coming up in June. A lot of people are asking me about the new location, because we've mentioned that you guys are going to be investing and doing a lot of changes to the exterior, to the landscape, the parking areas. How is that process all going at this point, based on the weather, based on everything we've been dealing with?
Yeah, it's been an interesting start to the season. You know, we had a great winter, which gave us some really good ideas about where to move snow in the future.
Sure.
Especially we had a civil engineer draw up some plans for parking, and that was the biggest thing that we decided was that needed to be upgraded. You know, the building was only open 15 months. It's, you know, not even 6 years old. So we knew that parking was going to be a big thing. So that has been what our main focus has been on. And, you know, before the June 21st Risk It Festival, that's really what we want to do. And that's why we picked that date as sort of our grand opening, is we hope to have all these awesome upgrades, new parking lot lighting. I mean, just so many, a new sign. You know, we got our chops busted all winter long because we didn't have a lighted sign out on Old 27. But, you know, there's a process to go through on that. So those are all the things that we're efforting right now. And, of course, the ice storm didn't help much of that either.
Yeah. Now, did you guys get much tree damage over around that south location, or were most of the big trees away from the building?
No, we got pretty lucky. Ironically, really the only tree that fell on our property over there was a group of trees that were planning on being taken out anyways, on right on the corner of Alpine and Old 27 right there.
Oh, so, yeah.
Mother Nature did a little bit of work for us there, I suppose.
There you go. There you go. Because I know we had sent the plans downstate to Mike Slarsky and his excavating paving company. Unfortunately, he said, Randy, we don't have any workers up in that area, and travel wouldn't help in them being able to help out on this project. But we're moving forward, and we're going to talk more with Ian Murphy. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Last Tuesday, Ian, when I had you on the show, I had mentioned that I was going to put you in touch with a couple of state reps. And then the House Energy Committee heard testimonies in their committee regarding Public Act 233. I emailed you the story the next day, April 23rd. 10:28 a.m. House bills 4027 and 4028 came out of that committee on a 10-7 vote, and now has been sent to the House for voting in the full chamber. Did you have an opportunity to look that story over? Ian, are you there? Oh, you're still muted. Go ahead and unmute your microphone. There you go.
Oh, all this fun new technology.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Hey, did you have a chance to look that email over?
I did. I did read the story a little bit because I'm vastly curious in what our legislators are going to do with this terrible law that was written and then passed.
Right.
A 10-7, I'm a little disappointed at that outcome, but obviously it is moving forward. So, you know, there just is no need for any of this. I mean, of course, the hearings are important and trying to change 233 is important. But I did an interview the other day. Basically, regarding what my testimony would have been at the Oversight Committee on Government Weaponization.
Yes.
And ultimately, what I would have impressed upon these legislators is, you folks need to write better laws. That's really what it's coming down to. Not in just the last 4 to 8 years, but in the last 30 years. I mean, the health law that they used to shut the state down was from the 1970s. So they've been doing it for a while. But what these folks need to realize is you're taking on so much, and that's not your job. You need to stop it. And that's what they've waded into on a lot of these things in the last number of years. But here comes another one. These people, you really think we're going to get to 100% quote renewable energy unquote by 2040? Just stop it. These are idiotic conversations. And anybody that has a logical thinking brain is going to know that you just cannot do away with all these other energy sources. And to have these conversations after these terrible laws are written and are now in effect and now have court cases pending, it really annoys me. Where were you guys from the beginning, you know?
Well, here's the main point that I took away from the story. Is that while it is 10-7 in the committee, that tells me obviously the Republicans who wrote it, House Bills 4027, 4028, they voted it out of committee. Obviously, the Democrats are against it. So, okay, based on the Republican majority, 58-52 in the House, we're going to pass in the House. But is it going to die in the Senate? And if it does die in the Senate, obviously it's dead. But if it doesn't, we get a Democrat or two to come over with the 19 Republicans and pass it, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? And the answer to that, in my opinion, Ian, is no way in heck she's going to sign that. And so basically it dies anyway. This whole thing was just completely ceremonial. Like the Republicans wanted to show us that they were trying to do something to stand up to this. Bottom line, I think it's going to be your lawsuits and other lawsuits that ultimately are going to force the changes that they're trying to do legislatively.
Well, 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 what do you know? Here we are again doing the lawmaker's job. And due process is our right, right? This is why the legislative has its own branch and the judicial has its own branch. So when our lawmakers, the people we elect to go write or unwrite these laws in some of these cases, aren't right. doing their job or don't have spines to be able to do their jobs that we've elected them to, then you're darn right, we're going to go take our grievance to the other branch of the government, the judicial branch, and have them look at these questions. And we've seen it before, and we've seen successful petition drives. And you know what? That's just the way that I'm feeling anymore, is that if we truly want things done, like removing property tax, Carla Wagner out there busting her hump to try and remove property tax,
yep.
I guess petition drives are just going to have to be the way that we're going to get things done in Michigan. It's really hard to do, as Carla will tell us, but if our legislators aren't going to listen, and like you said, it's just performative art, as I feel, no offense to Angela Regas, but that Oversight Committee hearing, an hour and 20 minutes, barely, that is not enough time for a hearing on government weaponization in the state of Michigan from the last 5 years with COVID. I'm sorry, it's not. So yeah. Like you said, I think it's performative.
Well, you could have gone and done an hour and 20 minutes by yourself just on your issues, let alone Carl Menke and all the other people that testified. But my point, my question, I guess, is this. Your lawsuit against this Public Act 233 with others as plaintiffs are basically the way this is going to go. But the way you did it, Ian, is at the local level, not through the state courts. Explain that process to those that don't know the background.
Yeah, so this was the biggest part of it, right? So for years, we've known that the Court of Claims, and other restaurants can tell you this, the Court of Claims is a swamp. The Court of Appeals is necessarily not a whole lot better. There are some good judges there, obviously, and in the Court of Claims, too. But by and large, the Court of Claims is a carve-out court anytime you try to sue a government agency or a state agency in this case. It goes directly to the Court of Claims. So if you're trying to sue Dana Nessel or Gretchen Whitmer or Bob Gordon or Liz Hertel, any of these people, or the DNR, it automatically goes to the Court of Claims. We never wanted to be there in the Iron Pig cases. What we knew there is that there is a little statute that allows us to get outside of those administrative proceedings and get into our local court. Again, we want to be in front of somebody that is held accountable to the electorate. Local judges are. Court of Claims judges are appointed, just like in the administrative branch. So when we started digging through Public Act 233 and MCL 460.1221, there is actually a little carve-out in 233 that says that we get to go challenge in our local jurisdiction. But a few things have to happen first. The biggest one in our case was the local authority, in this case, our Otsego County Planning Commission, needed to pass the application for the solar plant. So what that means is, let's say that we'd had a lot of good, and we do, some very good conservative planning commissioners, and they decided to deny this application from the state. The developer can then do an end around and go right to the Michigan Public Service Commission, right? This is exactly what everybody's upset about. It takes away the local control. We locals don't necessarily want this thing. So they've usurped power from the locals. And this is what I would ask everybody to challenge any of their legislators on. Why are you so intent on taking local control away from us? Any Dems or any Republicans that are in favor of upholding 233, that's what we need to be asking them. But that's what gave us the toehold, was the local planning commission passed the application. So then we turned around and said, okay, we're going to challenge this locally because they pass it. And this is what I've been saying for months, and it sounds so counterintuitive. Locally, even if you don't want these things, they need to be passed locally in order for you to challenge them in local court.
Because that is technically what they call legal standing, and that keeps the case locally at your local judges versus going to state courts, is basically the logic behind that?
Absolutely. And just like in the Iron Pig cases, we lost every single we were 0-3 in the administrative court systems. But that little carve-out in the health law allows me to challenge in my local jurisdiction, whether it's the business jurisdiction or my home, which happens to be in the same county, gives us the opportunity to go before our local judge and ask constitutional questions. That necessarily wouldn't have been the case, like Marlena from Marlena's Bistro.
Sure.
She never won in court. She never got her money back, none of that, because she challenged the Department of Agriculture in the Court of Claims, and she should have gone after the Department of Health and Human Services locally. And that's where the mistake was made here, was our local health department gave me a cease and desist that cited the local statute and the state. So here we are again, 5 years later, 4 years later, basically using the same tactics to once again knock down an unconstitutional law, because it's very, very ambiguous. Among other things in this law, there is ambiguous language and the idea that the Michigan Public Service Commission can basically write law. They don't get to do that according to Michigan's Constitution.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you, just for clarification, I got a text message. You're not an attorney, correct?
I absolutely am not an attorney. I had one time in my life wanted to be an attorney, and then I realized how much reading it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I can't do this. I have way too much of a sanguine personality. I can't just be locked in a library reading all day. But thankfully, I do have an amazing attorney, David Delaney, who breaks things down for me so easily that, like I've always said, I can explain it to the guy in the, or gal on the other side of the bar. And that's what he does for me, you know, for 5 years. Right. In fact, we're getting ready to have another meeting here soon because we have so many things in the hopper right now. But he is able to break things down so I am able to express these things to you guys, hopefully in a manner that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny because I'm like, no, I answered him back. He's not an attorney, but he may as well be because of all the court cases you've been involved in. And it's amazing the process because just going through filing the lawsuits, you have to read the complaint, tell your attorney it's okay to file it, discuss any changes or whatever. You have a question, ask him this, that, or whatever. But then they get answered, and then you actually go into discovery, depositions, and eventually going to trial. And these local cases, your victories actually have come from one judge right there in Otsego County.
Yeah, and thankfully, you know, when we talk about Carl the Barber and these other people, thankfully we, you know, there are other cases that preceded us. The In Re Certified Questions case that went to the Michigan Supreme Court in October of 2024 is really what allows Judge Hunter to stand on these other arguments, because that's what we built them on, is 2024's Michigan Supreme Court or 2020 Michigan Supreme Court ruling. So Judge Hunter saw that and understands the plain language. And then when you bring in Justice Gorsuch from the Michigan or from the Supreme Court level, it really puts these arguments into very plain language for him and for any other jurist that looks at these things.
Well, he's had to do his research, and that was only because your attorney forced him to look at those arguments. And then he realizes, wait a minute, I do have a lot more power and a lot more authority over these issues here at the local level.
Yeah, and the other part of it, too, is we gave him an out. You know, no judge, we always said this from the beginning, no judge wanted to be known as, quote, the COVID judge, unquote, right? So none of these judges really wanted to take on the behemoth of mainstream media and being labeled as some crazy right-wing COVID judge, right?
Right.
So what we did is we argued the plain text of the law, again, using precedents, and we allowed Judge Hunter to look at the law and not the hysteria of COVID statistics in Otsego County, which is what we saw at the Department of Agriculture. And so you translate that over into this case where solar and renewable energy and this move away from carbon and all this stuff, there's so much hyperbole and emotion around all of that.
Yeah,
we're, again, just take all that emotion out of the equation and look at the law and the ambiguity. And when you talk about dark sky friendly lighting, but there's no lumens attached to it, again, it's like saying the speed limit on the freeway should be a reasonable speed. That means something different to everybody.
Exactly.
And when I say legislators need to write better laws, that's what I mean.
That's what you're talking about.
These darn
right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we do have the website up and running, folks. If you want to get your tickets, they're on sale right now. Riskitfest.com. It's going to be June 21st at the new South location. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be there. We're hoping you'll join us. And again, go to riskitfest.com. Get your tickets now. And Ian, we greatly appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, as always, Trucker Randy.
Family Hour News Break for hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Exodus, Faith, Fitness, and Freedom. Build